Watch out for that maverick!
A mottled longhorn cow trotted over a hilltop near the rear of the herd, shaking its massive 6-foot spread of horns. Smoke knew what lay in store unless someone could turn the renegade cow away from the crossbreds. The wild longhorn, a maverick that had escaped from some earlier trail drive, would frighten the gentler cattle into a stampede. A purebred Mexican longhorn could be among the most unmanageable animals on earth. The big cow coming toward the herd could have been running wild across empty Kansas prairie for years. Yeah! Cow spurred his bay into a gallop, swinging his loop over his head. Smoke halted the Palouse, reining around to lend a hand, because he knew the colt the cow was riding hadn't been taught the finer points of holding a heavy cow at the end of a rope. Pearlie and Cow would arrive at the hilltop at roughly the same time, and Smoke hoped that Pearlie, riding an older ranch horse, would be first to get a noose around the longhorn's neck. Spotted Longhorn came to a sudden stop, waving its dangerously sharp horns back and forth as a warning to the approaching cowboys. An old mossy horn of this type could seriously injure a horse or a cowboy if things went wrong. Pearlie would know how to avoid a calamity, but young Cal had little experience with wild range cattle. It was a blessing when Pearlie reached the longhorn cow first and swung his loop, just when the spotted creature made a turn to escape. Pearlie's noose settled over the cow's horns in expert fashion. Cow galloped up, slowing the bay. At the same instant, the wild cow suddenly turned around and made a charge for Pearlie with horns lowered, while Pearlie was dallying his lariat around his saddle horn.
Look out!
The spotted cow struck Pearlie's dun gelding full tilt, all its power in its hindquarters, driving one horn into the dun's ribs. Pearlie toppled from his saddle. Cow came to the rescue. He threw a loop on the ground just in front of the longhorn's rear hooves as it was goring Pearlie's horse with a razor-like horn. Cow jerked the bay around and took off in the opposite direction with his loop securely fastened around the maverick's hocks. When the bay colt hit the end of the rope, it stumbled momentarily. But at the same time, the longhorn was pulled backward, freeing its horns from the dun. Pearlie lay helpless on the ground beneath his horse, in real danger of being trampled to death.
Pull your bay, son of a bitch!
The longhorn was jerked off its feet by the power of the bay's efforts to drag it away from Pearlie and the injured dun. Smoke galloped up on the stud and threw his noose over the cow's horn. The Palouse, with thickly muscled hindquarters and gaskins, had an easy time of it pulling the head of the downed maverick to one side until the animal lay stretched out between Smoke's rope and cow's, fighting the pull of both ropes in a futile effort to get free. Smoke eyeballed the dun as Pearlie staggered to his feet. The horse's wound was serious, but with luck and a bit of careful attention, the gelding would mend. Smoke turned his attention back to the longhorn, then to Cow.
Nice work with those heels, son. You may have saved Pearlie's life. One of these wild mossy horns can be damn near as dangerous as a wounded grizzly.
Didn't know what else I could do, boss. Wasn't no other place I could put a rope except for on them back feet.
I owe you, Cow.
Pearlie traced a fingertip over the bloody hole in the gelding's side. Then he turned to Smoke and drew his pistol.
It's all the same to you, Smoke. I'd like to put a bullet in that damn maverick's brain for what it done to my best cow pony.
We don't need the meat, Pearlie. And what this cow did was what nature intended, trying to join our herd when it caught the scent. I've got my rope around its horns, and this stud is heavy enough to drag the cow all four ways. We ain't gonna shoot it for doing what came natural to an animal.
But it damn near killed me and my dun.
That isn't the point, Pearlie.
Smoke swung the stud around to pull the downed longhorn away from the herd.
There's a difference between killing a dumb animal and a man. Animals act out of instinct. They don't bear grudges or kill for no reason. Now, same can't be said for some breeds of men. Now put the gun away. I'll haul this cow over the hill yonder and take off these ropes. Get back to the herd, or they'll drift all the way to creation.
Pearlie, even as mad as he was wise enough to know when to be quiet. He mounted his horse and gathered up his reins to ride away, holstering his colt.
I'll tend to the horse's wound soon as me and Cow get them cows collected. You've done yourself proud, boy, and I won't forget it. I was aiming to get even with you for that copper bird, but I reckon we'll call things square, at least for now.
Wasn't you I was trying to help, Pearlie. I got to feeling real sorry for that yellow dun horse having a horn stuck in him. That horn had been stuck in the same feller who put castor oil in the syrup tin back at Sugarloaf. I might not have been so inclined to tie my rope to a mad cow.
But, damn! I should have known it was a waste of perfectly good air to pay you a compliment.
Cow, shake your loop off this critter's legs and I'll yank her out of sight. You're making a right decent cow hand, Cal. That heel loop is mighty hard to throw.